This is episode 10, and it begins a new chapter entitled The Avenue. And this is Art talking. When I was at San Pedro High, because I was a musician and played for the dances, I began to get popular. All the chicks dug me and would vie for me, smile at me, and flirt with me. The guys came around too and listened to me play, and they wanted me to hang out with them. And one day this guy Chris came to me, him and a couple of other guys, and they wanted me to join the club they belonged to. It was an honor. In San Pedro at this time, there were a lot of different gangs. Chris had a gang called the Cobras. I thought I might be happier if I was with other people more. And I also wanted to join because I figured it would impress my dad. The Cobras had a reputation. I joined and got a jacket with a cobra on the back. We used to go to the Torrance Civic Auditorium to the dances. And Chris, who was the biggest guy in our group, would find the biggest guy on the floor who was a member of some other gang. Wait until the guy was dancing and then go up to him and tap him on the shoulder to cut in on his date. The guy would say, "Hey, there's no cutting in here. Get lost." Chris would just hit him on the shoulder again, grab him, turn him around and Sunday him, you know, punch him. And when he'd hit a guy, he was so good that no matter how big they were, they'd go down. The guy would go down. And everybody would get all excited and Chris would tell him, "We're the Cobras. We'll meet you at so-and-so." There was a street where some city or county lines met. Wilmington, San Pedro, Torrance, I'm not sure. The street was right in the middle of these lines, and there was some idea that this was the safest place to fight, which was ridiculous, because the police would bust you anywhere. They didn't care about lines. But this was where we go. It was a country-type place, and at night it was deserted. There was an old lot with a stand where they sold vegetables in the daytime. I was never afraid of a one-on-one situation, boxing or fist-fighting. But when you get into gangs, then you have to worry if someone's got a knife or a gun or a piece of steel. We'd drive to this lot, the cars would stop, and out would jump Chris and the guys from the other gang, and they'd meet and start fighting. I would have to get out and fight. We'd fight until one side or the other won, or if we were losing, we'd jump in our cars and split. And afterwards, we'd go to this drive-in and eat and talk about the fight. They'd laugh and everything. That was like great fun. We'd strut around the school the next day. And we drank Burgermeister Ale and Gilby's Gin to get the nerve to go into these things. That was the trip, and it wasn't me. Finally, during one of these fights, some guys brought out a chain, and a couple of knives came out, and a couple of guys got cut real bad. And I started thinking, wow, I don't want this. I thought, if this is being part of society, that was society for me. Now, if that was what I had to do to belong, I didn't want any part of it. So that was when I started getting with Johnny Martesia and Jimmy Henson, musicians I'd met playing at dances. They were in their early 20s, and they had other friends whose thing was playing music. And it was a good thing. I got along better with them. I withdrew from the guys in the school, and the gang ranked me. They thought I was better than them, that I was stuck up, that I had a big head. And every now and then I'd get challenged by one of these guys and have to have a fist fight. But it was better than being part of that gang. I quit the Cobras, and that's when I really got into the music thing.